Would you call that a mantle?
Yes.
Right. Okay, so
a mantle.
Okay. And the thing that the smoke goes up out of is the
chimney.
And the flat place in front of it is called the
hearth.
Hearth. Okay. And what do you hold the wood on? What do you place it on inside the fireplace?
Great.
Okay, would you ever use the word andirons or dogs or
anything? Did you use that?
Yeah.
They had the fireplace. I've never lived in a house with a fireplace.
So that
But we do have a cook stove over there, and when it's cool, we heat that up and it's just great, and I cook on that wood cook stove.
Okay, well, what would you call a big piece of wood you put in that cook stove?
Chunk.
You call it, okay.
Wood.
And how would you start a fire in there?
Put some paper and some kerosene and a match. And
Do you ever use little pieces of wood?
Yes, chips.
Okay. And would you ever call that kindling, or is that something else?
No, it's kindling.
Okay. Let's see.
Kindling or chips.
What's that stuff that gets stuck up in the chimney?
Soot.
Okay. And the white stuff that's left at the bottom?
Ash.
Okay. And let's see what else. I forgot what. Well, we're talking about, now, did you ever call them irons or dogs or andirons? Which would you use, you think? Or any of those?
Andirons or dogs.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And maybe you could tell me a little about storage in that first house you had, or maybe even in this one. What, do you have special rooms for storage or for clothing or for food?
At early years?
Uh-huh.
Well, we had an ice house. And my dad used to cure pork. They'd kill 12 to 18 pork at a time. And he had a smokehouse where they had a special brine that they put on there to cure them. It was brown sugar brine that they soaked them in for a certain length of time. And then within the ice house, there was a little room there that we kept the milk in.
Now, did you have any place underground where you stored?
Cellars.
Okay, did you ever call that a cave? Or?
Well, we didn't, but it is now known as a cave.
I see. Okay, and what about in the house? What were the main rooms of the house?
Kitchen, bedroom, living room.
Where did the family spend a lot of time together?
In the living room.
Okay.
Or in the dining room, around the table.
I see. And was there a place up above the house where you might store?
Attic? Not in the ones we lived in.
Just flat roof then?
Not two-story.
Now, did you ever have a storage room inside the house for things? Or
pantry.
Okay. That was for?
Dry foods, and of course the canned foods of what they did there went into the cellar. But the pantry would take care of the flour. There were bins. They used to have tables that would have bins that would pull out. And in one there would be the flour, and one would be the sugar. If you want to picture one of those, you can take it out there.
Now, did you ever have you mentioned a cellar. Was there ever a cellar you used for against storms?
No.
Never?
We've never had storms like out of here. We've never had to go into a storm cellar.
I see. Okay. Now, the thing up above the house, the
rain. The roof.
Okay. Did you ever have things that would catch the rain on the side?
Gutters.
And what would you call did you have words for siding on the house? Would that be what they called?
There were shakes. My grandfather used to cut shakes, but they used that more for the shingles on the roof.
What did they call
siding?
They just called it siding. I see.
Okay. I suppose.
And
battened. They might bat it down.
That's
used to close over the, and my grandfather used to make stuff to put. He would burn an ash, not an ash, something out here, and make like concrete to put in the between the logs.
Now,
stayed very good.
What did they call that between the logs? Was that
chinking?
Chinking.